From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort beginning Thursday. And North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a professor of government and international studies at Hong Kong Baptist University.
Clearly, Trump would like to see China putting more pressure on North Korea. As you know, China would like to see the U.S. opening direct negotiations with North Korea. Whether China is going to really becoming more serious about implementing sanctions vis-à-vis North Korea remains to be seen. But clearly what Trump's message is, if you don't do it, we will, I think, result on military actions or any kind of actions which will cripple North Korea.
Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of UN security resolutions, but the North has defied the ban as an infringement of its sovereign rights to self-defense and pursuit of space exploration. Britain, France, and the United States are strongly condemning Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government's role in a chemical weapons attack that killed scores of people, including children. The attack in a rebel area of Idlib province sparked global outrage. President Trump described the attack as, in his words, an affront to humanity that cannot be tolerated. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.